With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel's cabinet has approved a ceasefire deal with the Hamas terrorist group that would bring a temporary halt to the devastating war that has stretched on for over 6 weeks. The Israeli government said that under the deal, Hamas is to free 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it's holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period. It said it would extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 hostages released. Ahead of Wednesday morning's cabinet vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would resume its offensive against Hamas after the ceasefire expires. It was not immediately clear when the truce would go into effect. American defense officials warn that Iran may provide Russia with ballistic missiles for use in its war against Ukraine, a development that likely would be disastrous for the Ukrainian people. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Iran has already been giving Russia drones and other military equipment for the war in Ukraine.
Iran may be preparing to go a step further in its support for Russia. In September, Iran hosted Defense Minister Shoigu and showcased its Abavio close-range ballistic missile, as well as the Fatah 110 short-range ballistic missile system. We are therefore concerned that Iran is considering providing Russia with ballistic missiles now for use in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius is vowing to keep supporting Ukraine's efforts to win its war against Russia. House Republicans have issued a subpoena to a federal prosecutor involved in the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan is calling on the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, Leslie Wolf, to appear before the committee by December 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates say it's time for the government to do something about Pornhub, the largest pornography website on the Internet.
So many cases of either adults who are non-consensually filmed or had their abuse filmed or sex trafficking filmed, or even child sexual abuse material videos uploaded to this website and then shared and disseminated across the world.
Haley McNamara of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Pornhub is probably already in violation of federal statutes.
Under the law, you're not allowed to host or facilitate, distribute any kind of child sexual abuse materials. And there's also a law called FOSTA SESTA against online platforms knowingly, which is a high legal standard, facilitating sex trafficking.
She says it's time for Washington to act. Learn more at endsexualexploitation.org. This is SRN News. New grants are coming for the homeless.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' fund to support homeless families announced $117 million in new grants on organizations across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. The grants are part of a $2 billion commitment Bezos made in 2018 to support homeless families and to run free preschools. The Bezos Day One Families Fund has now given almost $640 million to support homeless families. Bezos has said he was committed to giving away the majority of his wealth within his lifetime. John Scott report.
Ford is resuming construction on a Michigan electric vehicle battery plant that the company postponed 2 months ago during a strike by the United Auto Workers Union. But the automaker says that due to slowing electric vehicle sales growth, it will scale back the factory's size, cutting the number of planned jobs to 1,700 from 2,500. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.